Hey everybody. This week we're doing a rejection reflection. These are shorter, thank you for saying no interviews. They're 10 minutes or less and impromptu with people who have an inspiring thank you for saying no moment. That means we record these episodes anywhere and everywhere. We hope it inspires you and helps you start your day off on a positive note.
Hey everybody, it's Kenya, and this is the Thank You for Saying No podcast, where we find meaning in life's unexpected turns.
You guys, real quick, before we get into today's rejection reflections, if you like the Thank You for Saying No podcast, then you should definitely check out the No Straight Path podcast. It aims to humanize success from the millennial perspective. It's hosted by Ashley Menzies Babatunde and part of the HubSpot podcast network. Ashley gets the real story by speaking with guests about how they overcome setbacks, something we love on Thank You for Saying No, how they navigated pivots, and how they found purpose. You can find the No Straight Path podcast wherever you stream podcasts. And with that, let's get into today's episode. I'm here with Fede.
Yes.
I met him at this podcasting conference, and he's going to tell us about a thank you for saying no moment that you've had. So that's a time where you were told no, said no, or a situation didn't work out, but how you're thankful for that because of what it taught you or what it led you to.
Amazing. Well, that moment is the reason I'm here at this convention. My name is Fede Vargas, and I'm the host and creator of My Most Authentic Life.
Nice.
And that podcast, the creation of that podcast, is a result of that moment. So my podcast is dedicated to exploring big changes and unconventional paths.
Nice.
And what we explore in every conversation is the central question of what motivates people to pursue meaningful change.
And what motivates you?
Exactly. So that the birth of that podcast was the result of me saying no. And now that I've been reflecting on this interview that we're going to do, it made me think of how grateful I am for that moment. So for me, the moment I said no actually was a few steps before. Before I said no, the moment was actually like a few steps before. And by that, I mean it's several months before.
Okay.
When at the height of the pandemic, my entire life got upended. I was restructured out of a long career in sales, a long successful career in sales. Everything else that you can imagine in my life got upended. And so I was living in Europe at the time. I escaped, you know, the dreary pandemic over there and the strict lockdown.
Right.
Went to Mexico. It was supposed to be a 4-week holiday on the beach before jumping right back into it. And then something switched. And 4 weeks turned into 2 years.
Oh, my God.
But early on in that process, I can't really trace it back to the exact moment. But at one point, I said no to going back to that life or going back to that career as I once knew it. I was grateful for that chapter in my life.
Yeah.
But I decided that I was going to forge a new path and that I was going to use my energy and all the skills I had accumulated to apply it in a different way. So I launched the podcast to create a platform, create a space to interview other people that are going through significant life changes and life pivots.
That is amazing. And what were you doing before? Like, what was your job?
Yeah, so I was working in the media entertainment industry.
Okay.
On the TV sales content.
Nice.
So I was selling finished television content.
Very cool. And you're like, you know what? I need to do this. I need to make this jump. I'm saying no to this job. And then you started your podcast, and that's how you're here today.
Yeah. Well, it was saying no to pursuing more jobs because I had already been restructured.
Right.
And I had my CV, my resume already. I was going to jump right back into the interview process. I actually had, you know, a couple of opportunities that were kind of like percolating. But then I said no to pursuing that. So I chose eventually to close that door and to go the podcast route.
And open another door.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today.
Thank you. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, it was so nice meeting you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Follow and subscribe to the Thank You for Saying No podcast, and you'll get every episode as soon as it's released.